And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD devotional diamond of the day. Ooh, I wrote this one today. It's called Offering the Garbage. Offering the Garbage. Plus, we're going to do a brief review on Bible League. We did a really good job last couple days. I want to give everybody some updates, let you know what's going on. Later on, we're going to have the professor of retirement, our own Marty Schneider, join us live because I don't do recordings. And then also, to close it out, the Facebook post, The Future Again?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, well, I'll let Marty talk about that. Entertainment and current events, I'll let Marty talk about that. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh, no, so much more. We're asking you, hey, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is technically open for conversation except for Whoppers, which somebody put up at the front desk. And every time I walk by, there's those little three mini Whopper balls in those little wrappers, and I keep grabbing them, so I don't want to talk about it or confess to my wife that I once again broke my diet. But it's not professional radio, ladies and gentlemen, so that helps me out a lot. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gotta take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Republican efforts to roll back Obamacare have been dealt a stinging setback, with House leaders delaying tonight's planned vote on the GOP replacement plan. Republican leaders will meet later this evening to discuss how to move forward. Earlier today, President Trump said the health care vote will be close.
Close not because Obamacare is good, it's close for politics. They know it's no good. Everybody knows it's no good. It's only politics, because we have a great bill.
Republicans had hoped to vote to dismantle Obamacare today, the seventh anniversary of former President Obama signing the bill into law. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he cannot support Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch.
Judge Gorsuch was unable to sufficiently convince me that he'd be an independent check on a president who has shown almost no restraint from executive overreach.
Schumer also announced that he would filibuster the nomination. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer says Schumer is wrong.
We find Senator Schumer's announcement truly disappointing because it breaks with the tradition of how the Senate has handled Supreme Court confirmation votes in modern time and represents the type of partisanship that Americans have grown tired of.
Hanging over the proceedings is Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's vow that Judge Gorsuch will be confirmed one way or another. 52-year-old Khalid Massoud has been identified as the perpetrator of yesterday's attack in London that killed three people and wounded dozens others. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says the country will win out over terrorism.
Our Houses of Parliament in London have been attacked for centuries by all sorts of people, but the ideas embodied in those buildings, in that Palace of Westminster, freedom, democracy, the equality of human beings under the law, they are stronger than any adversary.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 5 points, the NASDAQ dropped 4, the S&P lower by 2. This is SRN News.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over 2 decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Visit ready.gov/kids and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
1 in 7 Americans will struggle with addiction during their lifetime. Want to know how you can help? Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to help turn addiction around. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Probably should catch up on some of the things that I'm behind in. Let's see. I got this list of things I'm supposed to do. Don't forget about KPRZ.com. That's one. Don't forget about the mobile app for Android and for iPhone. That's two. I already told you about the half-price tuitions. Okay, that's three. Don't forget about the trip to Israel. We're trying to give a discount to smaller and medium-sized churches and put them all together, like kind of group people together. It doesn't mean that you all have to travel on the same seat and all sleep in the same bed. What it does mean for those that are cardboarding this is it means you have to plump all the money together so I can distribute the discount together. That's all I'm saying. So took care of that. And let's see, we took care of the pastor's masters. That's the golf thing. And we took care of the moms in prayer. And we took care of that. And we took care of the Gaither. Don't forget about the Gaither, not the Gather band, but the Gaither band. By the way, Mr. Gaither is going to be on the show a week from Monday. What is this Monday? What is this? He's going to be on, what is today? 23. Yeah, he's going to be on a week from Monday at 2:10 or 2:15. We've had different people from the band on, but this will be the head honcho. This will be fun. So I want to thank Mike Hadley for that. Nice job. Okay, let's get ourselves prepared for our DDD. Did we hit pretty much everything? Is there anything else we need to know?
I think so. I think you got everything.
All right. I'm just catching up. I'm just trying to make sure everybody's, you know, there's four tomatoes. Father tomato, mother tomato, sister tomato, and son tomato. The son was lagging behind, and the dad went over to back and stepped on him and said, catch up. Okay. No? Okay. It's an old joke. What do you want from me? I do the best I can. There's not that many funny jokes that are new, right? Got to be careful with some of them. I get a lot of trouble. People get really mad at me when I say some of them. It's okay. They'll get over it. All right, let's get into our DDD. The title, Offering the Garbage. Let's play our little sound effect, which is not directly related, but is way too much fun not to play. Go ahead.
I guess you don't like it when I call you a sin head.
No, you have to play that again.
I guess you don't like it when I call you a sin head.
Okay, Malachi chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Yeah, you get to have some fun. Malachi chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. I was reading this morning. A son honors his father and a servant his master. But if I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is your fear of me, says the Lord of hosts, to you priests who despise my name? Yet you ask, how have we despised your name? By presenting defiled food on my altar. You ask, how have we defiled you? When you say the Lord's table is contemptible, when you present a blind animal for sacrifice, is it not wrong? And when you present a lame or a sick animal, is it not wrong? Bring it to your governor. Would he be pleased with you or show you favor? Asked the Lord of hosts. And now ask for the Lord's favor. Will he be gracious to us since this has come from your hands? Will he show any of you favor? Asked the Lord of hosts. Oh, my goodness. I read this and there's times where I have to be kind of careful here. When I was involved in church planting and had the opportunity to plant a couple of different churches, you know, you're a little bit more, I don't want to say you're a little bit more desperate, but you're a little bit more willing, you know, to take, you know, different elements that you need to enhance the church. There's nothing wrong with that, and there's nothing wrong with people giving, and there's nothing wrong with people giving something that's used. There's nothing wrong with any of that in the sense of like building up maybe church nurseries and things of that nature. Here's where the problem lies in, and this is what the passage is talking about. When you have a new church and you're trying to build the church and somebody's got something that they're getting ready to throw out because it's a piece of junk, and then they think, well, I can just give that to the church. That's good enough for them. That's the problem. When the piece of junk to you is good enough for God, that's not a sacrifice. That's not a give. So the Lord is talking about the priests who are offering garbage to the Lord. They're supposed to offer the first fruits. They're supposed to offer the fat of the flock, the best that there are, the best of the meat, the best of the grain, the best of everything, and they're presenting to the Lord, watch this, animals that are blind, lame, and sick. Now, you know what you do from a commerce point of view with an animal that's blind, lame, or sick? You do nothing because you don't use them. But it's good enough for God. And that's what the Lord was upset about. The Lord was upset because the people would give not just the garbage, which it was, but even worse than the garbage. And then they would be like, look, we're giving great. Look what we've given. And the Lord's attitude about that, it's not that you are required to do things that are beyond, you know, the call of God. But when you give to God and it's sacrificial, I got a message for you. It's supposed to be, get this, sacrificial. Not so I can make room so we can create a study in our house. It's supposed to have value to you so that when you give it to God, it's a demonstration of your heart to Him expressing that value. Don't justify this. There's no justification of any person giving God any leftovers ever. For God so loved the world, they gave His one and only Son. Can I just put you in that place? If you had one child, you're a parent and you have one child, you're going to give that child away for the sake of the benefit of others. You're going to sacrifice that child. That's the level of sacrifice that we're talking about that the Lord expresses to us in terms that we may possibly understand it. And we're going to give Him something we were getting ready to toss and kick to the curb and call for somebody to haul away. And we think that's giving? No way. No way. We can't give God the lousy and the leftover. Would any leader be impressed? You know what he's really saying? I want to say this in such a nice way. If you had somebody over that was impressive, now impressive in our society maybe typically goes into Hollywood or governors, but let's say you had somebody that you really enjoyed, somebody that was impressive to you. Let's say you had, you know, a Franklin Graham come over to your house, or a Rick Warren come over to your house, or R.C. Sproul's, or you had John MacArthur come over to your house. Any of these church leaders, they come over to your house and you go, oh, look, these pork chops are really no good. I'll serve them to this guy that's coming over, or this gal that's coming over, because I'm not going to eat them. I'll just give them to them. Is that going to be impressive? Does that then lead people to think, well, that was really an honorable thing to do? Would that leader think, well, that's fantastic. They gave me, you know, diseased meat. Fantastic. Well, that's what the Lord is saying. And then the Lord brings this up, which is a little tougher. And then he goes, and then you're going to ask me for a favor. You're going to give me lousy and leftover, and then you're going to ask me for something? And it's the Lord's way of saying, no. In verse 14 of the same text, listen to this. This is a mind blower. He says in Malachi 1:14, the deceiver, this is what he's calling people that offer lousy and leftovers. The deceiver is cursed who has an acceptable male in his flock and makes a vow but sacrifices a defective animal to the Lord. Listen to that. The Lord goes, you're cursed if you said, I commit the best that I have to God, and then you gave him the worst. You're cursed. And God calls that person a deceiver. Okay. Therefore, when we give to the Lord, no junk, no lousy, no leftover. It has to be from the heart, sacrificial, the best thereof. For God gave you and I nothing less. I'm not telling you how much to give. I'm not even telling you what to give. But I am talking about the quality of what you give. It's got to be the best or keep it. Because God deserves nothing less than the best sacrifice we have to offer. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of White Fields Ministry. Since 1953, White Fields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to White Fields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760- 846-8610 and donate today.
God's comfort soothes us perfectly.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Kirsten Holmberg. Kirsten writes, "My friend entrusted me with the privilege of holding her precious 4-day-old daughter. Not long after I took the baby into my arms, she started to fuzz. I hugged her closer, my cheek pressed against her head, and began to sway and hum in a gentle rhythm to soothe her. Despite these earnest attempts and my decade and a half of parenting experience, I couldn't pacify her. She became increasingly upset until I placed her back into the crook of her mother's eager arm. Peace washed over her almost instantaneously. Her cries subsided, and her newborn frame relaxed into the safety she already trusted. My friend knew precisely how to hold and pat her daughter to alleviate her distress." Kirsten continues, "God extends comfort to His children like a mother, tender, trustworthy, and diligent in her efforts to calm her child. When we are weary or upset, He carries us affectionately in His arms. As our Father and Creator, He knows us intimately. Isaiah the prophet writes, "He will keep in perfect peace all who trust in Him, all whose thoughts are fixed on Him." When the troubles of this world weigh heavy on our hearts, we can find comfort in the knowledge that He protects and fights for us, His children, as a loving parent. Reach for God's Word any time of the day with the new Our Daily Bread mobile app, or receive the print version at home for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to see my grandson this weekend. Looking forward to that. Going to see my son this weekend. Hey, I'm looking forward to seeing my grandson this weekend. I'm kidding. It's a joke. Kind of. All right, let's cover a few things. So we just spent a little bit of time talking about offerings and making sure that our offerings were sparky connected to the Lord, right? That they are right there. Last hour, of course, we had the opportunity to talk about spiritual warfare. If you did not have a chance to hear that, I highly encourage you to get to the podcast. You go to kprz.com, and there's a little button that says podcasts. Then you click on that, and then it's a podcast. And so you hear the whole show in its entirety. You can skip forward if you want to on some of the parts, but I think it's worthwhile for people to listen to and understand the spiritual warfare we go through. And again, we just talked about giving and the right kind of offering, so I thought this would be a good time to do a recap on Bible League International. I'm going to give big props out to Michael Woolworth, who did a great job coming into San Diego. Now, he lives in Chicago, so you have to understand that this isn't a hop, skip, and a jump. This is a trip. And he has to come in from Chicago, and as most of you know, that, you know, flying from California to, you know, the California area into the Illinois area is just a little, by the way, I call it Illinois, but it's just, it's a long trip, and it's draining. And he gets here, he got here on Tuesday like at 5:45 in the morning, I think both mornings, or 5:30 or some crazy thing like that, doesn't get out till way late. Really love that they're committed to the process. And here's what I want to say about Bible League. So, yeah, I'm going to talk to you about it, but I wanted to talk about this. We didn't get a chance in the two shows the last couple of days, but I wanted to talk about the spiritual warfare in Bible League, in Bible League International. So Bible League International, they're taking Bibles and they're bringing them into all these places where there are Christians, but there is not the Word of God. Right? And if you are aware of the Word of God, you understand in Ephesians chapter 6 that the Word of God is called the sword of the Spirit. And there is a weaponry in the Word of God. And it's important to understand that that weaponry is a element in spiritual warfare in advancing the kingdom. So earlier today, we discussed spiritual warfare in amongst ourselves. Now I'm talking about spiritual warfare in a broader sense. And so in different places in Africa and in Asia, in the Middle East, in China and in these different realms, people who are Christians are longing to have the Word of God for encouragement of their faith and for strength in the spiritual warfare realm. And I think it's fairly obvious, you know, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, that people that engage in the Word of God have an encouragement into their faith as they get to read Scripture, meditate on what the Lord did, see what the Lord said, operate in the principles that Scripture declares to us as ways that we're supposed to operate. And that is a warfare by itself, because when you have a city that has 2%, 3%, 4% Christians, where Bibles are frowned upon, and you can put Bibles in those people's hands, they are engaging in communicating that truth with others, and that's the warfare. It's the warfare for souls. And these are people that are ready But they need encouragement. They need strength. They need help. And I like one of the things Michael said. They don't think of the United States as fat and sassy. They're appreciative that Americans are taking the time to send Bibles to them. And again, these aren't Bibles in English. These are Bibles in their own language. If it's a language that's in Africa, it's a Bible that's in the language of the people, in their dialect. The same thing for Asia. The same thing for the Middle East in different parts. And so we encourage our listeners, 9 out of 10 Christians outside of the United States do not have a Bible in their own language. Now imagine the influence and the power that they can be equipped with, the Holy Spirit and the truth. And here's one of the statistics that they came up with in Bible League International. 12 people are impacted when one believer receives a Bible. So if we can send, and the goal was to send 1,800, my goal actually is to send 2,000 Bibles. You think, why? Do you know that if you send 1,000 Bibles, it'll impact 12,000 people? So if we send 2,000 Bibles, it'll impact 24,000 people. Man, that's a city. It's a drop in the bucket in some of these countries. But I'd rather have a city that's influenced by the gospel of Jesus Christ and see the spiritual warfare and the advancement of the kingdom of God. You really want to take the enemy down where it hurts. You win the war through truth. It's not warfare with the worldly warfare weapons. It's the truth of the Almighty God that pierces through all the satanic and demonic teachings and speaks the love of God through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And no lie can withstand the truth when coming face to face between a lie and the truth. The truth will always win because God stands behind his truth. So we want to send as many Bibles as possible. Now, we've sent a bunch, but we didn't send 2,000. I know the call was for 1,800. I know. I don't care. I want to just send as many as we can. I've had some people call me up, so I want to send them privately. Listen, go to 800-YES-WORD. You call 1-800-YES-WORD. It's on the phone. You pick up the phone, you lift up 1-800-YES-WORD. And YES-WORD, by the way, is 937-9673. But it's easy for some people to just go 1-800-YES-WORD. Or you can just go to kprz.com because our giving is secure. There's never been a problem. You go to kprz.com. Right at the front of the website is the whole campaign for Bible League International. And we've done an excellent job. I just want to do a little excellent more. And I'm not telling you to do anything that the Lord's not in. Just as the Lord leads, as the Lord guides. But make sure if you're going to give, I'm just going to say this, it shouldn't be leftovers. We just talked about that. It should be sacrificial. And if you can only give $5, $5 per Bible, like, great, give $5. You think, well, Dave, that's crazy. Why would I just give $5? I don't know. If that's all you can give, give $5. Give a Bible. Influence 12 people. Because 12 people influenced by the truth, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by him. 12 guys influenced by the truth, by the way, 2,000 years ago, changed the world. They were called disciples first and then apostles, and there were 12 of them. 1-800-YES-WORD. I think it's just one of those cool appeals that anybody can get behind and say, more of the word, especially in these dark places. Because some of these places are dark, right? Well, let's get the light into those dark places. And that light, that is the testimony of Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. So I encourage you to call 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-YES-WORD, or go to kprz.com. Tomorrow, I'll give you an actual number update as we get that next update that comes from Michael.
give you an actual numbers as to what we've done in San Diego. But Bible League International, worthwhile influencing 12 people by sending one Bible for $5. Hey, if you can do $10, great. Whatever. 1-800-YES-WORD or KPRZ.com. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back. And guess who's on the line with us? One of our favorite people in the world, La Professor. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
This is John MacArthur inviting you to join me for Portraits of Grace. The world is certainly in a constant search for self-glory. People will endeavor to build successful careers, spend hours in community service even, and give to favorite charities, all to gain a measure of worldly fame. But that only leads to pride and self-fulfillment, and often leads to jealousy. There is coming a day, however, for Christians who may in the world be not noble and not mighty and not even famous. But there is coming a day when they will receive the glory that the world, no matter how they try, will never receive. The glorification of believers completes the reality of our salvation when we receive from God all the things that He has planned for us, which we never in this life could conceive. This is the gift of His grace.
If you are in the habit of telling lies, you may start to notice that your children are doing the same thing.
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey. It's Thursday, March 23rd.
Well, if one of my kids are caught in a lie, that was an area that I struggled in for many years, being deceitful. And so if I see them being deceitful, my anger tends to flare up only because it's such a reflection of who I am.
I've heard of fathers who've taken their children on hunting and fishing trips and who have broken game laws. They've lied about the number of fish they've caught while their children are watching. I've often wondered what must be going on in these young people's minds as they watch their fathers habitually skirt the truth. Our failures to tell the truth can communicate to our children that lying is acceptable. But we can also use our failures at times to teach our children right behavior. One of my teens was not being 100% truthful with me, and I told him about a lie I had told early in my career. I talked about its impact on my life and warned him that deceitful words have consequences. One final thought. Our children are watching. Through our words and actions, let's instill in them a passion to tell the truth. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. True to form, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to understand what true to form means. So sometimes we will have somebody and we want them to come on. So I let Marty know I wanted him on at 3:32 and 8723495342, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes past 3 o'clock. And there he is, ladies and gentlemen, our very own Marty Snyder. Do you like that, Marty? I just read off the email. So, I mean, it was exactly what it was. You have to like that. All right. I do want people to know 1-800-727-PLAN, 1-800-727-7526 is website, theretirementprofessor.com. That's theretirementprofessor.com. Not T-H-E-E, just the, but we say it the because it makes it sound fancy. And then professorsocialsecurity.com. Marty, how are you doing on this fine day?
I'm doing pretty good, trying to keep up with all the news, David. You know, coming out of D.C. based on the whole healthcare issue, and so keeping my ear to the ground there, and seeing, of course, how that impacts the financial world. Lots going on.
Well, here's what we do. Sometimes we don't talk about the news on purpose because I'll have you on a particular day, like if it's either a Tuesday or a Thursday. I'll have Russell Shubin on like on Fridays. And so I count on you guys to bring us the news because once I watch the news, I get this really bad swelling in my throat and I can't talk. And then I think it was something about the previous day's food or something. So I'm going to let you kind of bring everybody up to speed, but let us know what is the impact of what's taking place, of the things that are taking place. I think there's a delay in the bill, which means they didn't have the vote. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of what we're trying to read the tea leaves on that. Yeah, I mean, they did not vote today. They had hoped to take the vote in the House today. It did not happen, which implies that they're still negotiating and, you know, still bickering over some of the provisions of that bill. So, and, you know, so the significance to me, David, is that, you know, if there's a struggle here and this doesn't happen, they're unable to repeal and replace this bill, I think the credibility issue becomes, okay, well, then the rest of the agenda upon which this whole market, you know, increase has occurred since election, which is tax reform and some of the deregulation issues and that whole agenda of the Trump campaign. If we can't get Obamacare, you know, done, are we able to get the rest of this stuff done? And the market is what I call priced to perfection, meaning that, you know, it took this nice rise anticipating that all these things would happen. If it starts to look like it might not happen, then there's a cause for concern, of course, on the investment market. So that's what I'm kind of keeping my eye on carefully.
Does the lack of this particular piece of legislation, does this then create in the minds of investors and in the mind of the market more uncertainty because they don't believe it'll ever get done or because they don't have the patience to see somebody push through the process?
Boy, good question. Hard to say. My take on it right now is that the disturbing piece here is when you've got a Republican president with a Republican Congress and you're unable, because of divisions within the Republican circle, unable to push through this kind of, you know, cornerstone piece of legislation, that, you know, it brings to bear the thought that, well, are we going to be able to get anything done here? So I think that's what the concern is this an administration that's going to offer the kind of leadership it takes and compromise it takes to work with Congress and get things done? And if the answer to that is no, then, you know, the investment fear is, all right, then we might not be able to get tax reform done and we might not be able to get some of the other agenda items taken care of. And that's the concern, I believe.
All right. Let me ask you this, because my memory is a little shoddy, because once you start, of course, you know, once you start having grandkids, your brain goes, what? You know, it's like it becomes like the Play-Doh that you used to buy your kids. If I remember correctly, though, in the very beginning, it took quite some time for President Obama and the House and the Senate to pass his bill, even though they had control of all of it. It took a while to get there. Is that not the same situation? Or because I don't remember them passing everything like in the first hour. I thought it took quite a bit of time. And then it makes me think, well, what's the difference here?
Yeah. No, David, good point. It did take quite a bit of time and wrangling and negotiation. And, you know, ultimately, even a Supreme Court decision, as you might recall, where it actually was challenged and went to the Supreme Court. And the Obamacare was deemed to be a legal bill because the Supreme Court determined that this was a form of taxation and that taxation was within the power of the federal government. And that was ultimately how that was decided. But you're right, it did take some time. I think the difference is that this was kind of, you know, front burner, you know, agenda item number one in terms of his campaign. And it rallied the support of seemingly, you know, most of, if not all of the Republicans and even some Democrats. So this was going to kind of be a piece of cake is I think the feeling. This is going to be easy. We've got the votes. We've got the control. But it's proven to be anything but that. And you know what, David, I'm kind of part of me is actually pleased only because it's such a complex issue, the healthcare issue in this country, and it's about 1/6 of our economy.
Yeah,
so you know, it's huge, billions of dollars at stake here to get this right. So if we can slow this down and make sure that we get, you know, get it done properly, I'm okay with that. So, you know, whether the investment markets like that in the short run or not, I'd still rather get the bill right for our country. So I do think, you know, that, again, looking at the tax piece, this is something that the investment markets have really been banking on. And the feeling is the longer that the Obamacare issue is delayed, the slower it's going to be to get to the rest of the stuff that's hanging out there.
Gotcha. All right. So here's the big question, Marty. This is the real intense question, because you have these things that are taking place, and it affects the way that America thinks about the finances and the economics. So from your point of view, as somebody who helps people lay out a plan for their future, kind of, you know, make the best possible decisions, make sure there's not too much in risk, make sure that there's, you know, some liveliness to their portfolio, so to speak. Do you, because of any of this, you personally, because of all of this stuff, do you make any changes in advice, or does this not alter advice for retirement?
Boy, David, what a great question. You know, generally speaking, I do not let the headlines of the day and current events drive, you know, our long-term planning, because there's probably always something that would, you know, spook you in or out of, you know, this investment or that investment. So it's really not driven by the headlines. It's more driven by strategic planning, age-based planning, goal setting. Making sure, for example, if somebody had a short-term goal, David, of, you know, a year to 3 years type of thing, that's money that doesn't belong in the market because it's too unpredictable in a three-year term. If somebody, on the other hand, said, gosh, you know, here's my 401k or my retirement account, and I'm 45 years of age and I don't plan to touch this for 20 years, then I'm less concerned about what happens over the next year or two because I know I have a 20-year horizon. So to me, that's what dictates the long-term plan. It's the time horizons and the goals, whether they're short-term, medium, or long-term, would really impact the advice. Now, having said that, the people that manage our day-to-day fiduciary portfolios, they're the ones that are paying attention to the daily headlines because they are very active and tactically managing these portfolios, and they need to pay attention to that news very, very carefully because it certainly could impact short-term performance.
Excellent. And so this is why we have you on the show, Marty, because nobody else knows how to answer those questions. All right. So here's one that you're not going to answer for me, but I'm going to ask you anyway, but it doesn't have to do with corned beef. But it is an important question, and that is ultimately in the mind of the American people, just sheerly opinion, so you don't have to worry about this. Whose fault is this whole thing? Is this just the fault of everybody trying to rush it, or is this the fault of too much division in the Republicans? And are enough people paying attention, or is this like, okay, really, it's business as usual, it's just got a different hair set?
Yeah. Boy, another great question. David, my sense is I don't recall a time when there's been this kind of rhetoric and division and contentiousness on both sides. And I can't speak for, you know, a broad population, but it's my sense I'm kind of aggravated with all of them. You know, the rhetoric on both sides to me is not helpful. It's divisive, and it doesn't, you know, kind of reach out with a spirit of, okay, let's get this done on behalf of our country, on behalf of our constituents. It's more just kind of digging heels in and I don't like it because I don't like what I'm hearing, and I want to have a government that's working and is able to get things done. So I don't know who people are blaming, but my sense would be this isn't particular to one party. This is the whole system that's at risk here.
Yeah, I'm starting to think if you get a big gold coin and we heads and tails, and we make every answer there. It wouldn't be that far off from what we're going through now.
It's starting
to feel like that, but we'd save a lot of money. I'm just saying, this is my mindset. All right, Marty, excellent job as usual. I'm telling you, if you're going to Marty's place, you can bring your checkbook, but what will happen is when you walk into his office, you are frozen by electricity until the little robotic arm takes your checkbook and throws it out of the house or out of the office. And then you can go in and talk to Marty. You got to give him a call, 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526. TheRetirementProfessor.com is his website, plus ProfessorSocialSecurity.com. Thank you, sir, for taking the time.
David, it's always a pleasure. Have a great weekend ahead, and we'll talk to you next week.
You got it, brother. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back with our Facebook post, The Future Again.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
God's comfort soothes us perfectly.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Kirsten Holmberg. Kirsten writes, "My friend entrusted me with the privilege of holding her precious four-day-old daughter. Not long after I took the baby into my arms, she started to fuzz. I hugged her closer, my cheek pressed against her head, and began to sway and hum in a gentle rhythm to soothe her. Despite these earnest attempts and my decade and a half of parenting experience, I couldn't pacify her. She became increasingly upset until I placed her back into the crook of her mother's eager arm. Peace washed over her almost instantaneously. Her cries subsided and her newborn frame relaxed into the safety she already trusted. My friend knew precisely how to hold and pat her daughter to alleviate her distress." Kirsten continues, "God extends comfort to his children like a mother, tender, trustworthy, and diligent in her efforts to calm her child. When we are weary or upset, he carries us affectionately in his arms. As our Father and Creator, he knows us intimately. Isaiah the prophet writes, 'He will keep in perfect peace all who trust in him, all whose thoughts are fixed on him.' When the troubles of this world weigh heavy on our hearts, we can find comfort in the knowledge that he protects and fights for us, his children, as a loving parent." Reach for God's Word any time of the day with the new Our Daily Bread mobile app, or receive the print version at home for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Where? Oh, wait. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. The where line was a joke. Because he goes, you know, never mind. Okay, we've had a pretty interesting show. Last hour we talked about spiritual warfare. This hour we had the chance to talk about offerings that need to be honorable offerings at the minimum. And then we talked about the Bible League review, and we just had Marty on talking about finances. A lot of money in today's second hour. And we're going to do that kind of yet again as we go into our Facebook post. Now, here's something that does not happen a lot, so I'll just be honest. I'll do a Facebook post, and normally I get private messages. But today, because I put them in like 8 different places because I can't seem to stop doing that, I got a bunch of messages, just a bunch. Because at the beginning of the Facebook post, I wrote this. For whatever reason, the Lord keeps encouraging me to post about how we approach the future. So as you watch the different political elements go on, and as you watch, you know, some people are really happy, some people are really upset about how the political theater has taken place. And some people are confident, some people are not confident. And then there's people that are like, well, maybe it'll get better, but I'm going to prepare for the worst. And there's a lot of bounce in how people look at the future right now. There's a lot of, well, I want to be confident, but I'm not sure I can be confident. This whole thing, is it going to just like kind of go, or is there something good that's going to happen? Are they going to be able to pull this together? Can our country unite? Can the people who claim to be tolerant be any less tolerant? Can be any more tolerant? Because nobody seems to like each other. And just understand that the things that you see on television, the things that you read on the internet, the things that you hear on the radio do not necessitate the person that works 10 hours a day, who's doing the best they can just to pay their rent, put food on the table. They're not going around with signs shouting, you know, owie, owie, owie. Or, you know, it's a lot of this is political theater. A lot of this are kids who don't like to go to class, and then they get a pass by doing some kind of demonstration, which in my day, if you had done that, they'd called your parents and they'd have yanked you. But nowadays, I guess parents don't seem to care about that as much. If I was paying $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 for an education, or if my child was on some kind of scholarship and my child didn't go to class, I'd be there the next day, and my child would be in class every day thereafter, or I'd replace him with one that looks just like him. So it's like that, you don't go with that. But in society today, it's just going nuts. So it gives us a question is, how do you approach the future as everybody seems to be going bonkers? So I decided to dive into that and go into Matthew chapter 6, 27, which talks about the fact that if you and I are fearful, or if there is anxiety towards our future, that we will accomplish nothing operating with that. We actually accomplish zero when we operate in anxiety regarding the future. So here's what I wrote. Matthew chapter 6, verse 27, encourages us not to worry about the future, because our worry, listen to this, cannot effect any type of change regarding the future. In other words, your worrying about the future doesn't change it. You can worry all you want. I'll give you a worry hat. You can wear it. I'll give you a worry scarf. You can wear it. It won't make an ounce of difference, but you can wear it. It won't change what's going to happen 5 minutes from now, but you can put it on. Here's the problem. Our deep consideration of events that lay ahead of us don't change any of the events that lay ahead of us. Can I ask you a question? 364 days from now at 9 p.m. in Dallas, Texas, what's the weather going to be? What? You don't know? What? You can't do anything about it? What? You don't think you should care about that? Well, you're getting close. Now do that from 5 minutes from now to the rest of your life. Because you can't do anything about it. In other words, worrying produces nothing but fear. It does not produce change in the future. Do you understand that? Worry does not produce change other than to give you bodily ailments, which I don't know why you'd want that. So the question is, how shall we live knowing that everything 5 minutes from now is completely out of our control? 5 minutes from now, unbeknownst to anybody else, there could be a meteor that comes crashing in that nobody saw. It could come at 60 zillion miles an hour and blow the entire planet to smithereens. You don't know. You can't control anything that's 5 minutes from now. So how then do we live? And here's the answer that's going to blow your mind. With confidence. And you think, how can I live facing the future with confidence? Because you operate in confidence in God and in his faithfulness for what lies ahead. You don't operate in confidence in you. You operate in confidence in God. You don't operate in confidence for the future. You operate in confidence in God. That's how you do it. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 22-hour break, then we'll be back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk at you then.
The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.